Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood motivator and occasional self-proclaimed expert on all things human. Ever feel like you're walking through life in a crowded room, but somehow still completely alone? You know that feeling, right? That nagging sense of isolation that creeps in even when you're surrounded by people? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving headfirst into the messy world of loneliness and isolation, because let's face it, these feelings are as common as Monday morning traffic, but way less predictable. And guess what? We're going to arm ourselves with some seriously effective coping mechanisms. Think of this podcast as your virtual support group, a safe space to acknowledge those tough emotions and equip ourselves with the tools to navigate them like champs. Now, loneliness isn't just about being physically alone. It's about that deep-seated yearning for connection, for belonging, for someone who truly gets you. It can stem from life changes, relationship struggles, or even just a sense of disconnect from our surroundings. And let me tell you, it can be a real drag on your mental well-being. But here's the kicker. We're not powerless against this feeling. We have the power to rewrite the narrative and cultivate a sense of belonging even when life throws us curveballs. So buckle up, my friends, because today's episode is all about reclaiming your connection and finding solace in the most unexpected places. Here are 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your journey towards combating loneliness. 1. Acknowledge it, don't ignore it. This might seem obvious, but often we try to bury those feelings of loneliness under a pile of distractions, binge-watching shows, scrolling endlessly through social media, you name it. But suppressing these emotions only makes them stronger. Instead, take a moment to truly acknowledge how you're feeling. Journaling can be incredibly helpful for this. Just let your thoughts flow onto the page without judgment. Sometimes, simply naming the feeling takes away its power. 2. Connect with nature. Ever notice how being outdoors can instantly lift your spirits? It's not a coincidence. Nature has this incredible way of grounding us and reminding us that we're part of something bigger than ourselves. So step outside, take a walk in the park, or simply sit under a tree and soak in the fresh air. 3. Reconnect with old friends. Remember those people who used to be your go-to confidants? The ones you could laugh with until your sides hurt? Reach out. A simple phone call or text can rekindle that sense of connection and remind you that you're not alone. You might even surprise yourself by discovering new things about each other. Life throws curveballs, and sometimes it's good to catch up and see where everyone is at. 4. Embrace your hobbies. Remember those passions that used to light you up? Painting, writing, playing music, dancing, whatever it is that brings you joy, make time for it. Engaging in activities we love not only boosts our mood but also helps us connect with others who share similar interests. It's a win-win situation. 5. Practice self-compassion. This one's a game changer. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a dear friend. Loneliness can be tough, so don't beat yourself up for feeling it. Remember, you deserve love and connection just as much as anyone else. Picture this. Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer, finds herself feeling isolated after moving to a new city for work. The bustling metropolis feels more like a concrete jungle than a place of belonging. Her days are filled with deadlines and solo commutes, leaving her feeling drained and disconnected. One day, she stumbles upon a local pottery class advertised on a community board. Hesitantly, she decides to give it a try. Turns out, the warmth of the studio, the rhythmic sound of clay being molded, and the shared laughter of fellow potters bring a sense of solace and connection she hadn't expected. She discovers a new passion, makes genuine friends, and begins to feel a renewed sense of purpose in her life. So, remember, combating loneliness isn't about becoming a social butterfly overnight. It's about making conscious choices, nurturing meaningful connections, and treating yourself with the love and respect you deserve. Take that first step today. Reach out to a friend, join a club, or simply spend some time in nature. You might be surprised at how quickly those feelings of isolation start to fade. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're all in this together. Keep pushing forward, keep connecting, and keep shining bright. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.